Shalom. This is Billy Brim. Are you hearing me now? Someone sent me a text. For some reason, I don't know why, as I got ready to unmute you, my phone call dropped. So here I am in Owosso, Oklahoma. And I think for all you folks in Branson, you're going to know for sure if you look out the window that there's not going to be anybody out at Prayer Mountain today. Here in Owosso, where I am, near Tulsa, it's snowing all right, but they've got good snow equipment here. And the roads out to Prayer Mountain will not be good. So, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on. I have to dial again. Praise the Lord. I can hear you now, and I believe you are on a prayer call online, too. I can hear you there.
People are texting me. I had to dial again to get in.
Oh, yeah. I have to dial again.
It dropped, and I had to get in. Brother Max, I wanted to start out today by doing what the Bible says, to pray for those who are in authority. I know you're in contact with some people. And would you please pray for the president and things happening in Washington, D.C., and all of you prayers, you see if you can join in agreement with Brother Max. Please pray, Brother Max.
Okay. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We come before you this morning in unity together as one company, one accord, standing together, Lord, for the United States of America, for everybody in authority. Start with Donald John Trump, all the way to all of us, through the states, Lord, through the states, that your blood is covering this land from the north to the east to the south to the west. So we thank you, God, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your protection. We thank you.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your protection for Israel, for Benjamin Netanyahu, for everybody in authority. You have the authority, Lord, over all these things. And we give you the glory that we have the victory in you, in Jesus' name. Amen and
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And in the name above every name, we sit in our seats of authority. And we do say unto you, kingdom of darkness, you have to obey us. In the name above every name, we pull down strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. Through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. We pull down those strongholds. Donald John Trump is uprooting and pulling them down on the things we can see. But the things we cannot see, cease and desist in your maneuvers. And Father, we lift up Israel. A gauntlet has been thrown out concerning this Shabbat and hostages. Oh Lord, you have your way. You think through the minds of the leaders of Israel as to what to do. We thank you, Holy Father, that we can count on you to think through our minds. Bless the Lord. Father, we will give you no silence until you make Jerusalem a peace, a praise in the earth. And as we are in these days of the end, oh, we do thank you for meeting with us. I cannot thank you enough, Father, to think that you would condescend to hear us pray at any time. But to think that you would condescend every Wednesday to have an appointment with us, a moed. Oh, Lord, we need to hear from you, and we need your words in the earth. And we know that that's what happens when we pray. We yield now our tongues, our spirits. Oh, Lord, Help our spirit to join up with our tongues that we may speak the very words in the earth that you want spoken. In Jesus' name we pray as we yield. Me quando no coro cotosh quatanie. Me qua. Pesanto do go baracatianta da coho gende. Ma coro con bebe. Mancho no cotosco. Mancho ho tebre che ti catacai. I vili de gichua. E shena cora mai. I kafra hadu kumpre ke te di kahalai. I shadu kuhura manaka. Ke li kahalakai. Ke lehe kaya na kahalai la. Idikata ancherlo. Bita. Mekolata. Oh, Father, Ma godinia me qua, alla vertiene no tope kiri katashke. Che vedi hita prati ichwa. Che bella cotua. Mito. Kavila hende nene ko nene kwa. Inkalakaya na patu ho sepe. Maha nya toro ti. Ishe hendo kwa. Kebe di kahalai. Eleganto patekahai. Elegantia manakatito. Bishwanaki fando capito. Mango do boba alaira. Oh, Father, my very own Father, mi tota fia, mango do go bebe di anto, mestio to pretinia vai, mesco to fra figlio no. Bidasho talagahalai. Sancho no kohti akto no go mahtra, tenyo no kopra. Oh, lakaya. Mangolo ho labi. Mangolo ko paha. Kabite ko ho shandya no kohra katashka. Ici dit que toi, mais que le corps a capable de nous couper chaque jour de couper chaque tapé. Bisogna. Bisogna venire, ma quello coppa la mettiamo. Sembra toscia, tieni copra calacai. Stick straight the way of the Lord. Masco do bapito. Bastieni vela copra stata con dobri che ti cai. Ajena ma tutto do do go gente ne con do contabri che ti ca fa pa. Ti onde ne con do secchia. I calahai anto alla cavito venine qua. Venine qua. I calagodebre, o sciapro bagnene qua, i giutofre, i sciacalo cobragne, vangiono rabassito lo copre. Gavine, cosciato lo ca. Gavine te cosciato, mango lo godo sciacchiata. E calla la caia, agnene cohoro codocce. Mita feriato. O gambina cotoco cohoshai, ma golo con papita coholo cococa. Vre diato, vre e le con papa, asciato macchi, fatto di mo papa. Bella do brava calacaia na caca. E me ne guardo bala ha shanto rokuto shkata prika kali i bala tora mai per gumbra bradijwa toro gumbra tati para donye ni kwa e je di goro ko bala kai mecho no ko shede ba. Oh, sabra kadaiska. Setu na kopra. Kangili toshka to pakalakaya. Ikala akai. Muridwa shantoro kotoshka taipra. Kesho! Thank you for Jesus, Todarapa, Caprandele, Papa. Mehita, non copra cataca, la petiana, non copre. Meca la copra halakai, meca la cahalakangie. Iva la halai. Gavida cora. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Ishe de gubra. Ma coloco pece. Cavilangioke. Mago leheka. Mago lehele kaka. E chantò la catofrette di godori scelte. E sciotta la cahaia da compra che fa. Che me ne caha, che me ne caha. Mango lo cotta per la catofrette. Father. Mesko do brahala kaya na koto kopa kala kapkinyo o gala kahay. O gakala hai. Pala tutu chwa. Kandiyo no ko brebe, mito no ko bratya. Kashinako, kashinako, kashinako. Bili de dwa matoro ko dobra pejtenju do ko para kataška tabri kate ko dohi shange. Oh, Father, you're so good. Mehi da ko, mangolo ko pipa. Praida, ibanyo neka. Ibanyoneka. Keshkata bra akorokotoshke. Mangolo hulkapa. Igalaka halakaitya. Kivra halakom brekyana kodohishapyakta. Ikalaka halakai. Man kodokoto shakyana. Igene halaku preketikahai. Ene valaku tionakai. Bilata. Ha shepa lakanga. Kola pachene vatara parakai. Padi kuhu jwe le kampraktyo. Isha to mikai. Kavila djerto na konga la kaka. Pachtian to pelakai. Kevele koto te kuhu jenge le kondoshka tapra kata koto hishakje. Kiriga. Mangala godonye. Igalakai, nyedokora. Igalakai anto, kirekamba. Galakobre. Bidijichua. Manto. Pekula capito. Peko kakapadiano. Ishidiko halai. Gang galotobre pakonyu mika. Metotoko pa. Kaleko pre, eshene ko toa, eshene ko kwa. Eshene ka kalabito, kalakabito, kalakabito, kalakakaya. Ishideko hushwa. Oh, lekotai. Kambalakito finga. Kama lakito fra denye niko, agalabito mashe, gangierno, gangierno vina. Oh, balatito, balatito, balatito. Todo rapa, mango lo comito. Qué belleza. Se le conbora, hasta lo compere, de la cantante. My God, I'm so thankful. I'm so very thankful, Lord. You are faithful to your covenant. Your words are your covenant, and you are faithful to them, and your covenant, you're faithful to me. I just praise you and give you glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, we praise you. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. I'm here. Thank you. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your spirit. All right. First statement here. You are called to put your faith and trust in me. You are called to put your faith and trust in me. And the statement goes on, this part is underlined. Is that possible? Is that possible? I control the situation. So the statement read like this. You are called to put your trust in me. This part is underlined. Is that possible? I control the situation. That's the first statement you give us. Is that possible? I control the situation is underlined. Next scripture. Romans 8:28, Joshua 1:9, Hebrews 13:8, Romans 8:28, Joshua 1:9, Hebrews 13:8. All right. Next statement. It's hard to see the reason. It's hard to see the reason why things happened. It's hard to see the reason why things happened. The way they did. The way they did. It is these moments that you give thanks in this prayer, that we give thanks in this prayer with my prophet and friend. With my prophet and friend, use it as a chance, use it as a chance to draw closer to me, children. Use it as a chance to draw closer to me, children. Okay, I'll read it again. It's hard to see the reason why things happened the way they did. It is these moments with an S, that you give thanks. That you give thanks in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Use it as a chance to draw closer to me, children. And that is the statement. All right. I'll read it one more time very quick. It's hard to see the reason why things happened the way they did. It is these moments that you give thanks in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Use it as a chance to draw closer to me, children. Psalm 143, verses 8 through 10. Psalm 143, verses 8 through 10. Joshua 1:5. All right, this statement is underlined. The one I'm going to read is underlined, all of it. I am the God of the impossible. Yeah. I am the God of the impossible. I can do anything. I am the God of the impossible. I can do anything. Trust my ability and not your own, church. Trust my ability and not your own, church. It shall be my will. It shall be my will. All underlined. I'm going to read it again. I am the God of the impossible. I can do anything. Trust my ability. I'm not your own, church. It shall be my will. And that is the statement. And it's all underlined. Okay. Next scripture. Mark 9:24. Mark 9, the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 24. Matthew 6:33. I know this one. Matthew 6:33. All right. Next statement. This prayer can be helpful and a reminder. Yeah. This prayer can be helpful and reminder to stand firm. To stand firm in your faith. Remember how much I have given you. given you. I will never stop. I will never stop. Okay, I'll read it again. This prayer can be helpful. And remember to stand firm. And remember to stand firm in your faith. Remember how much I have given you. I will never stop. And that is the statement. I'll read it again just in case. This prayer can be helpful. And remember to stand firm in your faith. Remember how much I have given you. I will never stop. Praise the Lord.
Now, you read it. This prayer
that
can be helpful
different.
And remember. But in the beginning, you said reminder. And I think that's the way it is.
Oh, you're right. It is a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's,
mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. This prayer can be helpful and reminder. You're right. Thank you for catching that. That's when I looked down and just skipped what I read. Okay. Praise the Lord. Where was I? Okay. Psalm 121, verses 2 through 5. Psalm 121, verses 2 through 5. Genesis, the book of Genesis 22:14. Genesis 22:14. 1 Corinthians 8:6. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. All right. Next statement is underlined. The battle is on. The battle is on. You will make it in time. The battle is on. You will make it in time. Not to listen to the lies. Those are lies. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. It's all underlined. If I didn't say that, the statement is underlined. The battle is on. You will make it in time. Not to listen to the lies. These are lies.
The last time you said those are lies.
Did I say those? No, these. T-H-E-S-E.
Okay, these are lies.
Yeah. Yeah. The battle's on. You will make it in time. Not to listen to the lies. These are lies.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Psalm 23, 6. Psalm 23:6. Okay. Next statement. You are prepared, Church, Trump, Benjamin, Jordan. Okay, there's more to it. All right, I'll start all over here. You are prepared, Church, Trump, Benjamin, Jordan. The rest of it is underlined, another short line here or statement. You are prepared, blessings and obedience. So the whole statement reads like this. You are prepared, Church, Trump, Benjamin, Jordan. The rest of it is underlined. You are prepared, blessings, and obedience. Yeah. So you are prepared, blessings, and obedience is underlined. The first half is not, which is you are prepared, church, to Benjamin Jordan. It's very interesting. Thank you, Lord. Naming the country, not the person, but praise the Lord. Okay. 2 Peter 1. Yeah, it is 1. Well, there's a line. It looked like 7, but I'm very sure it's 1, just in case, if you want to note that when we get back there.
Second Peter 1. It can't be 7. There's not that many chapters.
Okay, then it's 1. Okay, then it's 1.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, well, there's a, anyway, praise the Lord. 2 Peter 1, 3 through 5. Okay. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. Deuteronomy 28, 2. Next statement. The increase of your ground and the produce, blessed this day, I will guarantee all. Okay, I'm gonna try to read it better here. The increase of your ground and the produce.
And the produce.
Is it produce?
Yeah,
P-R-O-D-U-S. Okay.
Yeah. I think, is it P-R-O-D-U-C-E or S-E?
P-R-O-D-U-C-E.
Okay. The produce.
Oh,
that
produce.
That means what grows in the ground.
Oh.
Like the vegetables, whatever grows in the ground, the wheat. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Well, it says your ground. Okay. And produce.
Yeah. And the produce of your ground. The produce.
And the produce.
When you go in the grocery store, you have the produce department. And the produce department is where you find lettuce and tomatoes and all that.
Yeah, I know that, but I wrote it produce, so praise the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Produce.
It's the same. It's the same spelling. That's why English is kind of strange.
Oh.
But I think since it means the increase of your ground, it would have to mean the produce that your ground gives.
Okay. Yeah, the increase of your ground and produce, blessed.
Produce.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Blessed. This day, I will guarantee all. That's the statement. This day, I will guarantee all. A-L-L. We'll see what the Lord is telling us. Then. Okay, praise the Lord. Moving along here. Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. Psalm 84, 11 and 12. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. Another scripture here, Exodus. Yeah, Exodus 9. 13:1-3. Exodus 9:13. Next statement. It's underlined. It read like this. And this is all. It's all underlined. My power in you today. My power in you today is everlasting. Yeah. My power in you today is everlasting. and unshakable. And unshakable supernatural strength. Supernatural strength for my people. For my people. That is today, now. All right, I'll read it again. Again, it's all underlined. My power in you today is everlasting and unshakable supernatural strength for my people. That is today, now. That is the statement. All right, Job, the book of Job, 26:14. Job 26:14. Exodus 7:10. The book of Exodus 7:10. Next statement. I am your God. I am your God to remind you that I am alone. Okay, I'll start all over here. I am your God to remind you that I am alone, have the ultimate, have the ultimate authority over all things in heaven and on earth. Okay, I'll read it again. I am your God to remind you that I am alone, have the ultimate authority over all things in heaven and on earth. And that is the statement. Okay, next statement. This one is underlined. It's not that long, but it's underlined. The thunder of my power, who can understand? Whoa, that's the statement. The thunder of my power, who can understand? And it's underlined. The thunder of my power, who can understand? Next scripture. 1 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Corinthians 1:18. 2 Peter 1:3. 2 Peter 1:3. Another statement here. No matter what, tribulations may come your way. No matter what tribulations may come your way. It's a long statement, but this, now the next part is underlined. The rest of it is underlined. So I'll repeat the first part, which it's not underlined. No matter what tribulations may come your way. Now this part is underlined. You, church, have the comfort of knowing, that I am your powerful God and can overcome all. You, church, have the comfort of knowing that I am your powerful God and can overcome all. That's the statement. So I'll read it all over again. We're almost done here. The not underlined part in the beginning. No matter what tribulations may come your way. This part is underlined. You, church, have the comfort of knowing that I am your powerful God and can overcome all. Start a new line with that word, things. Overcome all things. So add things in the end. Praise the Lord. That's when I moved the envelope, I saw that word, things. All right. The book of Exodus 15:6. Exodus 15:6. Trust in me.
Okay. Let me just get set up here a minute. It won't take me long. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You are called to put your faith and trust in me. Underlined, is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
I control the situation. Yeah. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today. And forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow.
It's hard to see the reason why things happened the way they did. It is these moments that you give thanks in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Use it as a chance to draw closer to me, children. Psalm 143, 8 through 10. Let me hear in the morning of your chesed, for in you I trust. Make me to know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
Thank you.
Other translations say, teach me the way in which I should walk.
Oh.
For to you, I lift up my soul. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. And then underlined, I am the God of the impossible. I can do anything. Trust my abilities and not your own, church. It shall be my will. And that is all underlined.
Correct.
Mark 9:24. Let me see, Mark 9:24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This prayer can be helpful and a reminder to stand firm in your faith. Remember how much I have given you. I will never stop.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 121, 2 through 5. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. You know, I think that we can take this individually. I know that we can take it individually. Yeah. But Israel right now, with the gauntlet that they have thrown out, along with President Trump, that if Hamas doesn't give over all the hostages, all hell will break loose. I think this is to Israel too. Of course it is. That's what it was in the first place.
Yeah.
And he who keeps Israel will not slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Genesis 22:14. So Abraham called the name of that place Yehovah Yireh. People translate that the Lord will provide, but actually what it means, the Lord will see and provide. The Lord will see. Mm-hmm. He sees what's going on. And Abraham called the name of that place Yehovah Yireh, as it is said to this day, the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. In other words, he's watching Israel, and he's seeing, and he will provide. The thought is, and the reason people say the Lord will provide is because the meaning is the Lord saw and provided a ram caught in the thicket rather than Abraham having to sacrifice Isaac. So the Lord saw and provided. And that's the thought. The Lord saw and provided. But the literal word is Yehovah Yireh, the Lord saw. So he sees what's happening now with Israel. And this says he will provide.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They've had the cabinet meetings and they've called up, canceled vacations and things like that for soldiers over there.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 8:6. But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Now, look at the next line. That's one reason why I think it's particularly talking about this weekend and things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
This is underlined. The battle is on. You will make in time. Did I get that right?
You will make it. In time,
okay.
Yeah.
I left out that word, it. You will make it in time. Not to listen to the lies. These are lies.
Yeah.
All underlined.
Yes.
Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages and generations, forever and ever. Amen. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I don't think I got that right. I hit the wrong key. 20
and 20, 21.
Yes. Yeah. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 23:6.
Mm-hmm.
Surely goodness and chesed, remember that's his obligation to keep the covenant. Surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Israel is in covenant with God, and the God who never sleeps is obligated to see and help them in this situation. You are prepared, Church, Trump, Benjamin, Jordan.
Jordan.
You see, this is what I think he's praying about.
Yeah.
All what's going on over there now. Underlined. You are prepared, blessings and obedience. Max, would you like to say anything about what's happening in Jordan?
Maybe kind of on the skirt of it. There is a place in Jordan right now is being built, thousands of apartments being built. That would be like, and they are doing, preparing, they're putting like almost like a wall around the huge, huge land. And they are moving families to Jordan. Of course, Kun and I were talking yesterday, we love Jordan, we're praying for Jordan, we're praying for Israel and the United States, for all these things that, you know, that will come to nothing. There is more to it, but they are ready, they are prepared for anything,
you know,
even after this Saturday. Go ahead.
And it says to me here that they'll be blessed for obeying God to do this. If we read that, you are prepared, Church, Trump, Benjamin, Jordan, and then underlined, you are prepared, blessings and obedience. So
true.
I see that the Lord is in this and that blessings will come because of it.
Because of it. And Jordan is just, there's so many blessings, so many people coming to the Lord. I mean, my goodness, praise the Lord. The children are, they're taking kids from, you know, for medical help and all that, and most of them actually lost their both parents. So you know, Jesus
a lot of them
loves
are children.
Jesus loves those children.
So it looks like to me the Lord is putting His blessings upon that, and calls it obedience.
That. Obedience and blessing, blessings and obedience. Yeah, I see that. Praise the Lord. And he put all the names. He put the country, though, which is, praise the Lord.
Good.
Yeah.
According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And then Deuteronomy 28:2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
No.
So if Trump and the church and Benjamin and Jordan obey the voice of the Lord, then blessings are going to come upon them.
Amen.
And here's some of the blessings. The increase of your ground and the produce, blessed. This day I will guarantee all. Psalm 84, 11, and 12. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
Oh, Jehovah
of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. This is talking about blessings for being obeying God.
Yeah.
Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Exodus 9:13. Aha. Then the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says Jehovah Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. I think he's talking about the hostages.
Yes. Let my people go.
This thing coming up this weekend has to do with the hostages, has everything to do with the hostages. So God is saying, let them go.
Let them go.
Now this is underlined. My power in you today is everlasting and unshakable. Supernatural strength for my people that is today, now, all underlined. Job 26:14. Behold, these are but the fringes, the outskirts of his ways. How small a whisper do we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?
Huh.
Now he's going to repeat that to us in the next statement.
Exodus 7:10.
So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron cast down his staff before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Next statement, I am your God, to remind you that I am, and that means Jehovah, Yehovah, he who was, who is to come. Jehovah alone, you might say, have the ultimate authority over all things in heaven and on earth. And then underlined is the statement that we just read. The thunder of my power, who can understand?
Thank you.
I believe we're about to see the thunder of his power.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching, or the word, actually, it's the word of the cross, is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 2 Peter 1:3.
Wow.
His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. Now, he had given us that up there just after he talked to Trump, Benjamin, Jordan. He gave us 2 Peter 1, 3 through 5.
Oh, yeah.
And now he gives us 2 Peter 3, excuse me, 1, 3.
1,
again.
3. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No matter what tribulations may come your way, and then this is underlined, you, church, have the comfort of knowing that I am your powerful God and can overcome all things.
Things, yeah.
Exodus 15:6. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
Oh.
I'd hate to be God's enemy. Whoa.
There's a lot, Miss Willie.
Whoa.
There's a lot to do.
A lot there. And I think a lot of it is praying about what's coming up this Shabbat.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How's your weather up there, dear brother?
Well, this morning was 8 below. Now I think we're a little bit above, maybe 1 or 2. Praise God. But
you don't pay any attention to that. You'll go right ahead and have your church tonight, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in downtown, and I might also share a little bit more about, as much as I can, about what is going on right now in Jordan and in Israel. Praise God. This prayer call, Miss Billy, this morning is very, very significant to all of us.
Very significant to what's going on. It's very up-to-date.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You will make it in time not to listen to the lies. These are lies.
Listen to the lies.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I'm quite sure he'll use us again at noon. And the prayer call will be exactly on the hour, Central Time, 12 o'clock noon, other places wherever you are. And the only way to get on it is the prayer call, because our equipment is all here in Oklahoma.
So
all
people
right,
need to
I'll
call. Say. Yeah, people need
yes.
to call.
Only the prayer call.
Okay.
Bless the Lord. I'll see you at noon.
See you at noon. Shalom, shalom.